USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person was killed and five others were injured after a student opened fire at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. As far as the suspect, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
We do have him described as a male Asian juvenile, and we do know that he is a member of the student body.
The suspect is in custody at a local hospital after suffering a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says apprehensions at the southern border have decreased by 70% since its peak this May. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan breaks down the numbers of apprehensions at the border for the month of October.
This month, the month of October, has continued with that trend, reaching a 14% decline compared to September, with just over 42,000 apprehensions.
USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During our fall savings event, enjoy up to $600 off Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The weekly U.S. jobless claims are out, and with the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
More Americans were looking for unemployment benefits last week, the weekly jobless rate hitting a five-month high at a seasonally adjusted approximate 225,000. That's an increase of 14,000 over the previous week and the highest number that it's been since June 22nd. It could be skewed a bit, though, because a number of states had to estimate their totals because of the Veterans Day holiday, but still the number is considerably higher than the weekly jobless number of 215,000 that most economists had expected.
President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Louisiana, where the president is also drumming up support for the Republican candidate for governor, that election taking place on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Nick Foles is being praised by many for his inspiring response to a question from a reporter about his faith after he was injured in week one in a loss to the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, that's where, you know, right when I felt this thing break and I was going into the locker room, I just realized, God, this wasn't exactly what I was thinking when I came to Jacksonville. Obviously, you come here and you want to create a culture and impact people. But at the end of the day, as I got, if this is the journey you want me to go on, I'm going to glorify you in every action, good or bad, and you know, I still could have joy in an injury. And that's people hear that and say that's crazy, but it's like when you believe in Jesus and you go out there and you play, and that changes your heart. And you only understand it when you know that purpose in your life. Just like when I hoisted the Lombardi Trophy, the reason I'm smiling is my faith was in Christ in that moment. I realized I didn't need that trophy to define who I was because it was already in Christ. And that's my message when I play. Same thing happens when I get injured. We tend to make this so much about us as human beings. We tend to make it about us as athletes. It's not about us. It really isn't. If you make it about yourself, you're probably going to go home at night, lay your head on your pillow, and be very alone and very sad. And then hopefully someday you can find that purpose in your life, because my purpose isn't football. It's impacting people. And my ministry happens to be the locker room.
Foles is set to be back on the field this Sunday. And week 11 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Cleveland Browns hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kickoff is set for just after 8:20 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.